Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Thursday to you. I hope you guys watched some basketball last night, and I hope that you get to watch, you know, some games, later on this week. I want to talk to you about something. I want to talk to you about the comparison between Allen Iverson and Isaiah Thomas that it just seems like a lot of people, I think, are going a little overboard or a little premature with the comparison at this date. Now, you know, Philadelphia, and not just Philadelphia, I wouldn't say around the league, around the globe, you know, since I've been covering the Sixers, and I didn't even cover Allen Iverson. I mean, I've been on the beat for 4 years, and I'm from Philly, but I've come to the realization that Allen Iverson is a basketball guy to certain people. You know, like when we were over in Spain with, and you know, I went to Spain with the Sixers, and I also went to England with the Sixers over, you know, we had a European preseason trip. And man, you should have seen all the Allen Iverson jerseys. I mean, you see these guys from Spanish people with the do-rags, with the tattoos, with the number 3 jerseys. And when I saw that, I knew that right then and there that this guy is something special and he left the mark on basketball, right? You look and you see Chris Paul, you see other players in the league and they all wearing number 3. And when you talk to him and you ask him why, it's because of Allen Iverson. Okay. Allen Iverson is a Hall of Famer. He was 11-time, All-Star. I believe he played in the game 9 times. He didn't play in two times. But, you know, 2 times he was elected and he didn't play. But it just seems like right now Isaiah Thomas, the dynamite point guard for the Boston Celtics, is playing out of his mind, out of his world right now, out of this world right now. And you know, he came off a 53-point playoff win 2 nights ago against the Washington Wizards in overtime. Now, that was the most points since Allen Iverson scored 55 points in a playoff game in the early 2000s. It's also the second most points to Iverson's 55 by a player in the NBA, you know, playoffs, 6 feet and under. See, Allen Iverson is listed at 6 feet. He probably around 5'11". Isaiah Thomas is listed as 5'9". He's probably around 5'6", 5'7". But these two guys are, you know, on that level as far as scoring points. Now, right because of that, a lot of people are comparing Isaiah Thomas a lot of people are comparing Isaiah Thomas to Allen Iverson. I don't think that's a fair comparison for him, nor do I think that that's fair to what Allen Iverson has done throughout his career. Now, Isaiah Thomas, like I said, is phenomenal, is great, is having a heck of a year. I voted for him for the All-Star team, you know what I mean, to be an All-Star starter. You know, I have the utmost respect for him, and he made 2 All-Stars. You know, I think that he's going to be a great player. But to compare him to AI at this time, right now, to me is irresponsible of certain people to say that. Because when you look at it, AI has been doing it from day one. Once he stepped in the league, has been dominating, has been playing at a high level. Isaiah Thomas is finding his groove. Now, I'm not going to say that at the end of the day, Isaiah Thomas won't be a Hall of Famer, this and that. Who am I to predict the future? I know right now that he's the hottest guy in the NBA. You know, I know that, you know, that he's a guy who averaged 28.9 points in the regular season. His career average is 19.1 points. You know, he's a guy who averaged 5.9 assists in the regular season. His career average is 5.2 points. I know that in his last three playoff games, he had 53 points, 33 points, and 33 points. He has been unstoppable. However, I believe that it's very irresponsible of us to compare him to arguably one of the greatest guys to ever play the game. That's right. Allen Iverson is one of the greatest guys to ever play the game. And, you know, when you factor it in, you know, you look at AI. Like I said, here's a guy who was the most valuable player in 2001. Here's a guy who was 11-time All-Star, like I said. Here's a guy who was a 2-time NBA All-Star Game MVP. He was a 3-time NBA First Team, like All-NBA First Team. Three times. He was a 3-time All-NBA second team, right? He was an All-NBA third team once. He won Rookie of the Year in 1997, right? He was the Rookie Challenge Game MVP, right? He was a 4-time NBA scoring champion. He was a 3-time NBA steals leader. His number 3 jersey, you know, was retired by the Sixers. And that's the jersey that we talked about that a lot of people, you know, a lot of people wear. You know, they still wear that. You know, like a lot of players. Heck, Nerlens Noel used to wear jersey number 3 and he had an arm sleeve. Noel is a 6'11 shot blocker. He used to play for Sixers. Now he plays for the Dallas Mavericks. He wanted number 3. He couldn't get it for the Sixers because he knew the Sixers were going to retire for Allen Iverson. So he couldn't get that jersey. So, you know, this, we're talking about a 6'11 center, a guy from Boston who wanted it. So, you know, before we make comparisons to certain people, we just got to sit back and relax and see how their career goes. We don't want to, like, rush it. To me, that's putting a lot of unwanted pressure on Isaiah Thomas. I think that he's going to be, when the end of the day, he's going to have a very great and successful career. You know, we're going to sit back and say, you know what? This guy is going to be one of the most dominant players under 6 feet to ever play the game. We're going to think that. We're going to realize that. We're going to know that. However, in my eyes, it's hard to put pressure on a guy to say that he is on the same level as Allen Iverson right now. No, he's not. He's not. Now, can we have this conversation 6 years from now? And then if he does certain things, if he continues to make the All-Star games, if he continues to make the MVPs, heck, if he gets his team to the NBA Finals, if he does this, if he starts getting steals, yes, I will say that. Now, I can see where some people, you know, you forget about some of the things that AI did, and you see how Isaiah Thomas drives the lane. You see how he creates contract. You see a contact. You see how he scores on the big dudes. You know, I get that. You forget what AI did, and you're like, wow, this guy is close to him, because you know, you forget the statistics. You forget the high scoring games, but you just know that AI used to go amongst the trees and become a beast. So I can understand that. I can understand that. However, it's one of those things where we just need to sit back, relax, don't put this unwanted pressure on this guy, and don't forget about how great Allen Iverson was as a player. Thank you, and I'll talk to you later this week.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.